Blog Talk Radio.
Praise them, friends, saints, and family. I am your host, Keturah. Today on the program, we're going to continue from where we left off on last week. We're studying out of the book of Revelations, and we'll probably be there for the next few weeks. However, I will talk to you briefly, and then we'll switch over to the funeral service that is streaming live right now online of the senior pastor Clemente Pickey, who was the shooting victim in the Charleston, North Carolina massacre. And I wanted to just allow you to stream while the streaming is live through the broadcast, because I'm not sure if it will remain open to the public after the service is over. And I did want to have that information, the thoughts and comments that were shared to air. So, but before we go there, I want to just brief you a little bit on what I was sharing with you from last week, talking about the churches in Revelation, the seven churches. And in the book of Revelations, and we left off reading on last week. Hold on, let me get my glasses. Sorry about that. Okay, we left off reading verse 9, and so we'll pick up there. He says that, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha, Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in the book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and Philadelphia, and unto the church of Laodicea. And in my narrative, I wanted to bring out how this is relevant to us. Now, starting with the Church of Laodicea, because we are that church. And when you read the Old Testament, you can see that the word is talking directly to us. And everything in the New Testament is biblical. And it's for the church today and our day and time. These epistles are written directly to us. And so keep that in mind. John was on the Isle of Patmos, left to die. And he was given instructions by the Spirit of God to write the things that we are going to study about in the book of Revelations. But right now we're going to go into the service of the senior pastor Clemente Pickey in Charleston, North Carolina, and then I'll pick back up with my thought on next week.
Then, most certainly, our U.S. Senator, Tim Scott, who's helped us in many ways. Now, this next person really don't need no introduction to anybody else, but this, he is a native South Carolinian. He is a member of the Morris Brown African Methodist Episcopal Church here in Charleston, our own U.S. Congressman, Jim Clyburn. Come on. good EME. Yeah. And then let me take this opportunity to, she was my U.S. Senator.
Saints, I'm going to come back and finish sharing a word with you because they are going through the preliminaries, and a lot of times that takes up time, and we could be sharing the word until the speaker is ready to bring forth his remarks concerning this homegoing service celebration. And so as I was sharing with you about the seven churches, we are the church of the Laodicea, the church that is enriched with goods. Let's start back and reading, pick up reading at verse 12. And he said, I turned to see the voice that spake to me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And the pastor's up now to speak. Here we go.
But we hold on to our faith. No weapon formed against us. It's all right. No weapon formed against us. No evil can separate us from the love of God. Now, my brothers and sisters, those who have been listed in your worship guide on this day, we ask that you come as your name is appear and give reflections. Come in the order in which you are listed. And once more and again, we are in worship. And this is no longer the TD Arena. We have transformed it into a sanctuary. And let us govern ourselves accordingly. Come.
Thank you all warmly. I am honored to be one of those here in the sanctuary of the Lord, to honor one so very dear, and to recognize a family whom we love. Even though perhaps we have not spoken as much as we would like, we care deeply. And in this place where the music that has been so glorious continues to echo in this space, my reflections will thereby come in the form of a prayer. Please bow in prayer with me, my friends. The psalmist, O God, affirms boldly in the 119th Psalm, may your unfailing love be my comfort. Indeed, Lord, we are truly comforted in our times of need always by your love, by your reminders of grace and mercy, by the reality of your constant presence with us, and by your gift of hope for the future. As we gather here in this arena in Charleston today with hearts still bruised and hurting by the horrific events of Wednesday night a week ago at Mother Emanuel Church, we know that we absolutely must turn to you, that you, dear God, are our source of consolation. Those we have lost, Clementa, Sharonda, Cynthia, Taiwanza, Myra, Ethel, Daniel, DePayne, Susie, are gone from us, sadly. But their lives will not have ended in vain, O Lord. We will not allow that to happen. We will ever strive to remember each of these persons, to hold their own loved ones in our hearts, and to mention them in our prayers, and to ask again and again that you will provide to their family members and friends the comfort and the ease which only you, Lord, can grant. We have all lost so very much because of these deaths. May we, as your servants, by your grace, move forward and be stronger than ever. The late Senator Pinckney himself, loving father and husband, dedicated church leader, inspiring and hardworking member of our state's Senate, he touched our lives, O God, in so many ways. It is almost impossible not to imagine his presence in the hallways, meeting rooms, and offices of the Gresset Building in Columbia, much less there at the State House in the Senate chamber. The warmth of his smile, the depth of his caring spirit, his insightful viewpoints cannot be replaced. But, dear Lord, what we all can do to honor Senator Pinckney and the eight others who were so tragically taken from us is to work harder than ever to tear down walls of separation in society, to come together as Americans under our nation's proud flag, and to celebrate the flag of this state we love, and to embrace one another in a spirit of unity that will bring greater blessings than ever to each woman, man, young person, and child here in South Carolina and throughout our nation. By your grace, O God, may we honor you by our positive responses to the recent events. And may we face the coming days in the loving spirit of your Son, our Savior, in whose wondrous and glorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and amongst his own land, and in his own house. There you have it. Here lives Clementis C. Pinckney, a prodigy walking amongst us. So much has been said and will be said about Senator Pinckney, and it is extra special for those that knew him. And I'll add my song to the choir praises for the man he was and the life he lived. Like others who knew Senator Pinckney, we will miss hearing his voice. I will miss the passion for helping others. I will miss him working on legislation that sought to lift people up. I will miss him sitting across the Senate chambers from me and spending time with him on various occasions outside of work. I will miss being his personal lawyer. I will miss being his suite mate with our sweet Mary Lou. We will always miss our friend, but know this, Senator Pinckney, without a doubt, loved you. He loved people. He loved serving people. He answered life's most pervasive question, and that is, what are you doing for others? He loved helping people. It didn't matter who you were or where you came from, he extended a helping hand and an open heart to all walks of life. That's just the kind of man he was. He loved his role as a pastor of his beloved Mother Emanuel, and he loved his role in the South Carolina Senate in his beloved District 45. Like any other great individual whose life has abruptly and tragically come to an end, we all will miss the man that he would have become, that sweet spirit in the Senate, the conscience of the Senate. And because of that, we wanted to continue with him, so we've passed a resolution in the South Carolina Senate, so we'll hang his portrait in the Senate amongst those great people of South Carolina so it be hung for the ages. And Clem, all the change that you wanted to see and all the change that you wanted to do and all the things that we talked to, because of you, we will see the Confederate flag come down here in the state of South Carolina. You're the one that did it. It's coming down. Champion greater access to health care for the poor through Medicaid expansion, sought to end and alleviate impact on certain diseases and conditions upon his race of socioeconomic status. He railed against discriminatory lending practices that disproportionately affected the poor. He called it usury. He rallied for access to the voting booth and fought tirelessly for a fair justice system. He wanted to make certain to have a port in Jasper. He worked really hard. But most recently and eloquently, he pushed for the use of body cameras to protect those from those who are sworn to serve and protect us in one of his greatest speeches ever. It seemed that his voice always had its greatest impact when it was being used for the voiceless. Perhaps that's why it resonates with us. I will miss his leadership and counsel to guide us through difficult times and days to come, particularly in times just like this. If there was one area of his life where Senator Pinckney was a little selfless, I would say it had to be his family. He loved his family, and that included his Mother Emanuel Church family and his Senate family, and he loved all of you. He called himself an itinerant preacher, and his first calling was to God. Jennifer, you've been amazing. Clemente, Clemente loves you. And as you know, we sit in that room, and you wanted to share him with the world. And you've done that. He's laid in state. He went to the church at his roots. He has come back to Mother Emanuel. We're sharing him now. And as a credit to you, you take him back to Marion, South Carolina, so he can be near his mother and the family cemetery that meant so much to him. Eliana and Milana, you know Daddy loved you, his precious little girls, but be safe and secure that your uncles Kylon, Middleton, Joe Neal, and myself, we will end up taking care of you. Love is what Senator Pinckney leaves with us, and that is his legacy. It was the foundation on which he built his life of service. And all that we can do is keep his love alive through legislation and that he championed. We will continue to do so. And I would say to all of you, his sacrifice must lead to reconciliation. Senator Pinckney's last act as a Christian and as a senator was to open his doors to someone who he did not know, who he did not understand, and who did not look like him. So in the days and weeks ahead, let us not close the doors that Senator Pinckney gave his life for us to open. Do not give in to temptation and let anger and resentment close those doors that Senator Pinckney opened. Do not let race, religion, or politics close the doors to dialogue that Senator Pinckney opened to help make us a better people. And do not close the doors to the word that Clem insisted we hear, to love each other, to forgive even when it's hard to do, and to care for the least of these. And let us be resolved to remember Clem. Let him always be the angel on our shoulder, whispering good things in our ears, beseeching to open doors all around us, and to live our faith, and to be reminded to love one another. And if we do that, we will answer the prayer that he would want, as we often talk, that we will have one day righteousness in every heart, beauty in character, harmony in every home, order in the nation, and peace in the world. God bless you, brother.
Well, Saints, on that note, we're going to have to close. The program is only scheduled for 15 minutes, and I don't want us to be disconnected without my saying goodbye. I will pick up on the study of the Book of Revelation on next week. And let's go and depart in the instructions of the leaders from that homegoing celebration, let's not close the doors to other nations and cultures that the brother Clemente, Pastor Clemente, lost his life opening the way to others who don't look like us. And continue to show the love, continue to be hospitable, continue to model excellence, continue to hold up the standard that has been set, continue to resist anger, resentment of all kinds, and continue to model the excellence, the tone that has been set by the Word of God and by this pastor in Charleston, North Carolina, Clemente. God bless you. Remember 1 Peter 5 and 7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately. He cares about you watchfully. Don't forget to visit the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com, where you'll be able to listen to this message again. Please share the link with your families and your friends. Also, watch the television programs you may have missed, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. While you're there, click the RSS and receive services on demand.